This is Joseph Coco. I'm at IMTAC 2017 on behalf of Becky Hilburn's Art Process blog, Keep on Truckin' Natto Soup. If you could introduce yourself, please.
Hi, I'm Gina. I run Tangled Beasties, which is my art booth name. I go to a lot of cons around the Midwest, and this is my first time at IMTAC.
Okay. And Tangled Beasties is just you, or it's other artists?
It's just me. I knew I didn't want to use my name to like brand myself, so I picked that. It doesn't really have a meaning to it. I just wanted to
That's
sound
fine.
Cool,
Natto Soup doesn't have a whole lot of a story behind it either, and everyone tends to ask, so I understand. So what's bringing you to IMTAC this year?
Well, I always enjoyed IMTAC as an attendee, so I decided to table here this year. This is my first time, and I've heard really good things about it, and I was drawn to like the small amount of artist tables here, so I figured it would be good sales, and so far so good.
They fill up in terms of attendees every year, and the Artist Alley doesn't grow. For various reasons that I think we've discussed in other interviews. So if anyone's curious about that, you can look through blog posts or other interviews. But it's definitely a great con. So how long have you been doing the con circuit? I know you said you're trying to turn it into a little bit of a full-time gig. What got you started on that path, and how long have you been doing this?
My first convention was back in 2012. I did really poorly there, so I took a break for a few years and then started again in 2014, and with like a new table display and new art, and I did a lot better. So yeah. I've been doing at least a few cons a year since 2014, and now I'm at about 8 to 10 cons a year.
So roughly every month.
Yeah, about. I do a few more in the summer, obviously, and a few less in the winter. But
It seems like different people have different times that they consider con season. I guess it depends on where your stuff sells.
Yeah, right.
So are you mostly doing anime cons or comic conventions?
I mostly do anime cons. I've only done a few like comic specific conventions. But I feel more comfortable and at home at anime con since my art style is a little more anime inspired.
I can definitely see that. Lots of cutesy things.
Yeah, definitely.
So can you tell me a little bit about your comic? I guess we could start with Ambrosia.
Sure. So this is a webcomic that I make. I've been publishing it online since about 2014, but I've taken a few breaks over the years. It's a queer urban fantasy webcomic about angels on a road trip across America. And it starts out in the South in Atlanta, and they're driving to California. So I wanted...
For fun or for work opportunities?
I guess
entirely different things.
Yeah. So it's the main character named Ezra is looking for... revenge because he was kicked out of the angel realm, and so he's on a road trip to like get revenge on the people who wronged him, and it's supposed to be like
Oh, it's fine. It's hard to pitch your own thing sometimes because it's like you spend so much time with it.
Yeah, right. Sorry, I'm really bad at talking.
Sure. So, is this your first webcomic?
Yes. This is my first time publishing anything like really long, or doing any really long kind of comic. Right now I have about 80-ish pages finished and published online.
Yeah, and I mean it's all in full color, so that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's digital?
Yes, I do it completely digitally because that's the easiest
fastest
for me. All the other comics I've made have been pretty short, like 2 or 3 pages at the most. So this is
that's the best way to get started.
Yeah, right.
I mean, rather than trying to take on your magnum opus right out of the door.
Yeah. So this is the first time I've done anything really long form.
And how do you think fans at MTAC have been responding to comics on your table as opposed to like other anime conventions? Would you say it's about the same, or are people more interested?
So far it's been about the same, but I always get like a few sales of comics.
Sure.
They're not, even though I love making comics, they're not usually my primary seller.
Yeah.
Which
the
I'm
fan
sure,
art is,
yeah.
is what does a lot of the, certainly drawing people towards the booth.
Yeah, right. But I definitely get a lot of people talking to me about comics, and this hasn't happened at MTAC yet, but a few times people have said, came over to my table and said, oh, I read your webcomic, and it just makes me feel so good. Just
yeah.
like, oh, I didn't know that people read it, actually. That's awesome. But, yeah,
Becca sometimes a little afraid to look at her stats because
yeah.
she's like, well, I hope people are reading it and I can pretend like they are if
yeah.
I just don't look.
Right.
For those of you who aren't familiar, Becca's comic 7-inch Kara was recently released as a webcomic, so she's excited about that. So how has your table expanded over the past like 4 to 5 years? Like what did you start with, and what how did you decide to like release more things? Sorry about that.
I actually started out selling crafts and like deco den kind of stuff, which obviously I'm not selling any of now.
Sure.
So that was way back in 2012 at my first Artist Alley table. Then I decided I'm stronger at drawing anyway, so I tried out drawing a few prints, and my first table I had about like five small prints and maybe like two large
people
ones.
Who are not my
and,
come on in.
I have like way more. I have so many prints I can't display them all.
Yeah.
And have to like switch things out at every con.
Well, that's probably good because
yeah.
I mean a lot of times people will see a booth and think, well, I've seen them
right.
at another convention, I'm not going to bother looking at them.
Yeah,
but
right.
if you're switching things up, they'll probably recognize the style, at least subconsciously, but they might be more willing to approach you because it's like, oh, new things that
yeah,
I haven't
right.
seen.
Great. And then I also I'm a graphic designer by trade, and I really like making packaging, and so I do things a little differently than some artists who like have big boards of buttons. I only sell like all my little buttons. I only sell in packages.
Yeah, and they're handmade packages.
Yes, I do all the packaging myself. It's a very labor intensive process, but
yeah.
I think it looks nice, and that's what matters, I guess.
They are very cute. The packaging
you.
And the products.
Thank you. But yeah, so my first artist table, I definitely did not have. Like,
composed
yeah.
packaging and everything.
Yeah.
yeah. I mean, as long as your table isn't flat, that's all that
yeah,
needs
right.
to be done. But yeah, the packaging definitely sells everything.
Yeah, thank you.
That's something Becca hasn't necessarily invested in, but like she would prefer, she's not a graphic designer and she's actually not that good, so she would prefer to just produce more stuff rather than produce packaging.
Yeah, definitely.
Things.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, it works either way, you know.
Yeah, it's just whatever you want, personally want to do. Yeah, I
sure.
think you can definitely sell either or, but yeah.
Okay, and today's the second day at the convention. Would you say that this has been a good con so far?
Well, I actually was not here yesterday.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't get a chance to go around. I've got a
oh,
day
yeah.
job, so.
No, I completely understand. Yesterday was my senior portfolio show, so
oh,
I like.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, so I took the day off of the convention to do that, which is more important, obviously. But
yeah.
Yes, so I just got here and I set up at like 8 a.m. today. But sales have been pretty good so far. Like, I've only been here for a few hours, but they've been good so far.
Okay. And would you have any advice to someone who's considering tabling at MTAC for the first time?
For MTAC specifically?
Yeah, MTAC specifically.
Okay. I don't know, because
yeah,
this is my first time.
Yeah, I don't have enough.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry about that. It caught
no, you
a little too
fine.
Early, I guess.
Yeah, no, it's all good, but I guess be prepared to maybe not get a table because it's a lottery jury system, so
yeah.
it's like completely random who gets in, so don't count on getting in like as you would for like a full juried convention.
Yeah, also the Artist Alley is small, like you
yeah,
mentioned,
yeah,
so it's very competitive.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I did want to ask you a little bit about your charms. What's your process for those? Where are you getting them? Are you making them yourself, or are you getting them professionally printed?
So I draw all the art myself, obviously, but I get them professionally made at a few different manufacturers. For these specifically, I got them done at Zap Creatives, which is a UK-based charm manufacturer, and they do other stuff too.
Yeah.
And then these glittery ones I got done at Acorn Press, which is a US-based place, and they have a lot of interesting acrylic materials that like the glittery stuff, and they also have like glow-in-the-dark and iridescent kind of acrylics to use. So I really like them because they have such a wide variety of stuff. And then, so I get them manufactured there, and then they send them back to me, and I assemble, put the straps and jump rings on.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Where can we find your work online?
So you can find me on Tumblr, Instagram, Facebook, and Etsy at Tangled Beasties for all of those. And I'm most active on Tumblr and Instagram at the moment.
Okay, well, it was great talking to you. I hope you have a good impact.
Thank you. It was nice talking to you, too.
Thanks for listening to Up and Conning Artist. A video version is available on the Natosoup YouTube channel, along with some convention recaps. And if you wouldn't mind, please consider supporting Becky Hilburn by contributing to her Patreon or checking out her Tiny People comic at 7inchkara.com and wherever books are sold.